Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Association for Conflict Resolution ACR Conference 2015 Blog Radio. My name is Nancy Flatters, President of ACR. ACR Conference 2015 is from October 7th to 10th, 2015 at the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa in Reno, Nevada. Over ACR Blog Radio, you will hear from many of our conference presenters and about special conference events. Today, my guests are Dr. Larry Fong and Norma Reimer. Welcome, Norma and Larry.
Good morning.
Thanks.
Larry and Norma, your session is on Wednesday afternoon, October 7th, from 1:45 to 5 p.m., and is entitled Navigating Complex Financial Issues in Mediation. First, though, what interests me is that, Larry, you are a psychologist and mediator arbitrator, and Norma, you are a certified professional accountant, a chartered business valuator, and are mediation trained. You have diverse professional backgrounds. Tell me what it is about navigating complex financial issues in mediation that brings you two together as presenters.
Well, I think the two of us have presented well in the past regarding this commingling of money and emotion. And some people look at it as numbers, and I think that some people think that there's something else going on with respect to this money issue. And I'd really be interested, Norma, what you have to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, it all started for me when I was back in the 90s taking Larry's mediation course. And I realized a lot of people that are, you know, interested and attracted to mediation, as an example, are not really numbers people. And when we would be doing the little role plays to do with financial issues and business issues, they were really at a disadvantage for not having that background. And so in combining and the numbers people that I deal with on a daily basis really don't know how to deal with the intense emotional issues that come with a lot of financial conflicts. So it just seemed like a natural thing to try to bring these two concepts together and bring everybody up a bit in the whole playing field.
So the focus is on relationship breakdowns. It really doesn't matter if it's business or family or whatever that community, whatever that context is where there's money and emotion, but I take it that's also inclusive of family, business, estates, trusteeship, and any number of other life-related issues, including business in general, because businesses can be like families too with clearly relationship issues in the mix. So it seems that numbers, money, and emotion it's a potentially potent mix. So give me an overview of what you will be covering in the session.
I'll just kick this off, Larry. We're going to start with really demystifying financial information, the kind of information that you'll see in a business or family dispute or a state dispute. And just to bring up the financial background of the people that are in the course and bring in a lot of information regarding what are the questions to ask. And Larry will be doing a lot of work on the personality dynamics that are likely to come up again and again in disputes related to financial information. Larry, maybe you could talk about that a little bit more.
Well, it's very interesting. You know, I think that over the years, both Norm and I have started to realize that the way people look at money is very different. Because money is just not currency. Money is power. And what money means, if anybody who's listening to this thinks about, in your own family, what does money mean? Is it to share? Is it to hoard? Is it to acquire? There are a number of other factors like that, that when people come to the table to negotiate, they're bringing something very important that's called values. And people negotiate very differently based on this. So I think this is going to be an interesting discussion that Norm and I have with respect to not just the distribution of things, but what does it mean?
So how are you going to approach then these dynamics particularly if you've got high conflict added into the mix, and trying to blend this potent mix of numbers, money, and emotion. Will it be small group work, integrative, interactive? How are you going to approach the session, and what will be the frame of your materials?
I'll jump in here. Norma, I think I'll just comment that, first of all, we always lead with some kind of instructional. They have to understand, for example, what the numbers mean. For many individuals that are mediators, it's to be able to identify what we're talking about and understand it. In terms of that, I'm going to be speaking a lot of not just some of the cases I've been on, but also what dynamics come into play with those individuals who may negotiate very differently. And I'll be speaking about a lot of things, from individuals who run businesses that want to split it up to family businesses, which can be unusually large, especially in the United States, where there's a huge amount of family business, and as well Europe. So I'll be speaking to a lot of different ways people negotiate. Norma?
Yes, and I'll be covering some of the sort of the building blocks regarding the financial issues you'll see, so that the mediator will, you know when a party brings a set of financial statements in front of them, they'll be able to ask intelligent questions about those financial statements to bring forward issues that are important. Financial statements are, for instance, they're kind of tricky, and if you don't ask a bunch of questions about them, they can be misleading. And what we don't want in any dispute resolution process is a situation where a sophisticated party is able to mislead an unsophisticated party by making statements about financial issues that aren't necessarily true. So this is part of the building block issue. And then we'll also be going into business valuations a little bit, so people can understand what sorts of things give a business value. And I think that will be very helpful as well. We had questions on a previous session about what to do with expert reports when they're very different, and that happens more often than, unfortunately, we'd like to see. So we'll have some tips and some questions and that sort of thing on how to deal with disparate expert reports, as often will happen.
So when you say from a previous session, of course, you two presented a few years ago at an ACR conference, and you presented really an overview, a 90-minute overview. And will those materials be available as the foundation materials for the participants who want to attend now this three-hour session?
Well, we'll certainly be providing them at the session. I don't know if we can provide them ahead of time, but yeah, they'll be part of the base materials for the session.
All right, so they'll have the materials from the first session that you did a few years ago, and then carrying through in a more in-depth way for these 3 hours. Now, so I take it that as you did a few years ago, you'll be providing checklists and questions for mediators so that they can make sure that they're able to level the playing field, as it were, in these sorts of mediations, and make sure that the power balances and the knowledge through their questions is ensured for both parties, and especially where one has more financial information than the other. Am I right in that?
Absolutely.
And will you also be addressing then collaboratively working together with business valuators, with CPAs, with other experts, and again, in addition to being able to assist mediators in asking questions to normalize what may be disparate expert reports?
Yes, I think that's an important thing to be able to do. As a business evaluator, often we're brought right into a mediation, and the mediator will ask us questions, and we always really like this because it gives us an opportunity to better explain what we're doing. And when we can see the parties, we can see whether they're understanding our written report. Sometimes we're in a little bit of a bubble and can't tell if they really get it. And, you know, having that forum to be able to answer questions and both the mediator and the parties is really a great thing.
Well, and of course, mediators do their work as managers of process and asking questions. So, Larry, there's this mix of emotions, and as you spoke to earlier, money has different values and different meanings. So, addressing then how, particularly if there's high conflict, how to keep those potentially potent situations, those emotions, from distracting, being distracting in respect to the work at hand. That is getting the issue resolved that the parties have brought to mediation. Can you say more about that, Larry?
Yeah, so what you're going to find, what I find anyways, is that a lot of individuals are very frightened, fearful, scared of the unknown. Norma has indicated that if people know what they're getting into, they can make some intelligent decisions, and it reduces the anxiety and the fear, because having a fear of the unknown and having a fear of something that you do not know can be fairly overwhelming. And so that's the real importance, as Norma has indicated, of ensuring that the people that are in front of you have a clear idea of what they're doing. There's other kind of personality styles we'll talk about in terms of what might arise in the sessions that you might have with your clients that could be a little bit different. But generally, I'll be speaking about those components and how to address those issues, especially when individuals haven't got the slightest clue what they're doing and whether they need their attorney or the CPA to assist them. They need somebody.
All right, so I want to clearly, in coming to the session, sharpen tools in my toolkit and add new and different ones, or use the tools I have in a different way. So when I come to your session, what will I learn and take away? So if I have a complex financial matter to mediate the next day, I will be more effective, efficient, and responsive, both to the tone and tenor in the room and the content and context.
Well, first of all, you'll have questions. You'll have questions on financial statements, business valuations, and expert reports to get you started. So you can grab these questions and take them in with you, and you've got a place to start. You'll have a basic understanding of the fundamentals of financial issues in business. Just the basic, and understanding will be very helpful in settling you down as a dispute resolver, so that you can do what you're there to do, which is, you know, manage the process. And you'll have practice in dealing with the typical personalities that you'll see in business disputes. Larry and I have both seen the same personalities, the people that are driven to start businesses and that sort of thing. There's a lot of characteristics that you'll see in common among them, and it's not, you know, what everybody's like. So you'll have actual practice grappling with some tricky financial concepts with the kinds of personalities that you're likely to see. And then I plan to provide some refresher notes on topics so that, you know, if it's a long time before your next financial dispute happens, you can, you know, read through, and it'll just, you know, settle you down, because you'll be able to recall some of these fundamentals that we're teaching.
And Larry, how about managing those complex emotions and that potent mix of numbers, money, and emotion?
Well, I think that as I travel throughout the world and I see the kind of things that happen with businesses, there's different components as to what people think they're doing in terms of mediating, and usually comes down to money, and how they view money. Is money to acquire? Is money to hold? Is money to just give away? And once you kind of understand their values or their perceptions, if at all possible, with the numbers, if you can kind of commingle them together, it brings a higher degree of success than being totally unaware of A, the numbers, or B, even their values, which for most mediators leaves them in a no-win proposition.
And values then, not only the value of the matter, the estate, as it were, or the company, whatever, but also the value then of the mediator being able to ask questions of the parties about what money means to them. Is that part of it too?
Well, that's it. That's part of that. The theme of the conference is to think about your own thinking. As Norman and I speak about doing the work as a mediator, the concept, of course, that you brought up, Judge Blatters, is about thinking about your thinking as a mediator. Are my values getting in the way of these two people making a good decision? Because the way you view money, or the way you view numbers, or the way you view property, or whatever it might be, can be quite different. And so that's part of the whole concept of thinking about your own thinking as well.
And so overall, what would you each say about the importance of this work, the transferability of skills, as it were, from one arena of dispute to another, one arena of management to another in terms of conflict and its resolution? Contextually for mediators, arbitrators, and indeed all conflict managers and resolvers. And Larry, let me ask you that first and then Norma.
Well, I think that part of the concept of ACR is to be able to ensure that you understand this area that we're going to be discussing in a whole context of areas, because we don't get to choose our clients when they come in the door. Some of this has to do with small family businesses. Some of this has to do with matrimonial problems. Some of this might have to do with issues of inheritance. So more and more mediators are coming across these similar difficulties with these kinds of areas. And so I think this workshop transcends many different areas, not just one.
And Norma, as you're ready to add to that, just let me ask you though, would you see these transcending, to use Larry's word, into other corporate commercial disputes, which really come down to people at the table?
Absolutely. I mean, we do in our arena business valuations for all different kinds of disputes, including family, shareholder, estate. And, you know, people are people everywhere. So understanding a bit of the basics of the financial, along with, you know, all the mediation skills, the people skills that mediators bring to it, it really just opens up the areas that you can competently provide good assistance. And I just think that this is a huge growing area. The estate issues, there's just going to be so much wealth that is going to be transferred over the next 10 to 20 years, and these are the most visceral disputes you're ever going to have. And if the mediator is confident and comfortable, you know, as comfortable with the number questions as they are with the child questions or what other kinds of questions they're used to asking, they're just so much better prepared, and their practice can be so much wider.
So this sounds like a jam-packed, task-focused session at ACR Conference 2015. Norma and Larry, thank you. I look forward to navigating these complex financial issues with you in your session again on Wednesday, October the 7th. And it is actually from 1:30 to 5 p.m., so there's some added time to really tackle these issues. See everyone in Reno at ACR Conference 2015 at the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa in Reno, Nevada. For complete conference information, conference and hotel registrations, go to reno.acrnet.org. See you in Reno. Thank you, Norma and Larry.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nancy. Bye-bye.